There was once a woman who was barren for many, many years, and she was davening and davening to have a child. And after many years of tefillah, finally she became pregnant, she was expecting a child. And when it came time for the big day, time for the birth, the doctor said, "I'm sorry, there's complications." And the matters got worse and worse, more and more complications. So finally the doctor said, "The situation is very bad, and either you're going to make it or the baby's going to make it, but not both of you. What would you like to do?" And the woman said, "You know, I've been davening for years and years to have a child. This is all I've ever wanted. Without having a child, lo mali chayim. And for me it's better that the child lives and I don't live." And that's what happened. And the child was raised in a different family. And he heard his mother was missed at some point along the line. He didn't know exactly what, when, and how. When he became of age, they told him he had to say Kaddish for his mother. And he said Kaddish on the yard site. And one year, someone who knew the whole story, knew all the history, he saw that this young man was saying Kaddish, was lacking a little bit of the reverence that a child should have when they say Kaddish for a parent. And he went over to the child and he said, "Do you realize who your mother was? Do you realize that you're only here because your mother is not here?" And he explained to the child the whole story. And the child said, "I didn't know. I didn't realize." Says the Dumna Magid, this is a mashal. This is a mashal for Klal Yisrael, the way that we relate, the way that we perceive the Churban Habayis, the whole concept of being Mis'abel on the Beis HaMikdash. We take it very lightly. We have an achrayis, we have to be Mis'abel, and we don't. And says the Dubna Magid, the only reason why we are here is because the Beis HaMikdash is not here. If the Beis HaMikdash would still be here, we wouldn't be here. Kadosh Baruch Hu was angry at the time, and instead of taking out his anger on us, he took out his anger, his kaf, on Eitzim Ba'avonim. We're only here because the Beis HaMikdash is not here. Says the Dubna Magid, that we're going to be like this young man and say, "I didn't know, I didn't realize." And Chazal tell us quite clearly, we have an achrayis. Chazal tell us, "Kol dorish lo nivne Beis HaMikdash b'yamav kirechiva." Any generation where the Beis HaMikdash was not built, and that generation, it's as if that generation destroyed it. That generation is responsible. We know the Mishnah Berurah even brings b'shem Yarizal, and that it's roi la'odom. A person should try and cry about the Churban Habayis for half an hour after mincha. They say that the Chavetz Chaim's son says, it was made about his father, that he was not ragel to say Tehillim, and he was not ragel to get up to say Tikkun Chatzeres and these types of things. He was very busy with his learning, with the Mishnah Berurah, with all his different svarim. He said in the period of the 3 weeks, he'd be married to Tehillim, he would say Tikkun Chatzeres. And it's an achrayis, it's incumbent upon us to think and consider a little bit about the Churban Habayis. It's very difficult for us to actually be mis'abel about the Beis HaMikdash. We don't know what the Beis HaMikdash was. It's difficult for us to understand what we're lacking, what we had, what we're missing. But at least if we can think about the roots of what caused the Churban Bayis Sheni, why it was chorev, and what we need to do to bring it back, and we can try and be mischazik in that area, perhaps that's also sufficient. We know that Chazal tell us, the Gemara in Yuma, that the Bayis Sheni was nechav because of the oven of sinas chinam, which the Chavetz Chaim in his Hakdama, he brings a few proofs that it doesn't mean mamish sinas chinam. He says the ikka kavana is referring to lashon hara. Others also bring rayas that it's referring to ikka to lashon hara. That's the reason why the Bayis was nechav. And sometimes as soon as someone gets up, he starts to speak about Lashon Hara, immediately you just turn yourself off, you know, something, some more Lashon Hara discussion. But I think, you know, perhaps the frat in our generation, the frat in our time right now, during the 3 weeks, this is the reason why the bias is horrid, and we have an achrayis, it's mutl upon us, to try and be nisar a little bit, to try and do whatever we can do to bring back the bias, and the Farshim say, will also come back if we're misakin this pagam, this avira, of Lashon Hara and Tinas Chinam. So I'd like to ask three questions. Firstly, how severe, how chomer really is this Aveira of Lashon Hara? How chomer the Chazal treat this Aveira? Secondly, why? Why is it in fact so chomer? And thirdly, what happens to us if we succumb, if we're actually nichshal in this chait? How severe, why, and what happens? Take a look at the Gemara in Erechim. Over there in the Sigma of Lashon Hara, Chazal are masligi, tremendous arichas, haflogim eroa, about the chumra of Lashon Hara. And they say, the person who's in the staff of Lashon Hara, negoyim bayin alav, deserves to get taras, rei lashlich leklovim, he should be thrown to the dogs, he's kekrei for the ikir, he's magdo abonis ad l'shamayim, it's keneged gimavir, it's chamureis, it's worse than the three cardinal sins. If you take a look at the Hagdama, the Chavetz Chaim, and he brings all these terrifying Zera Kodeshes about, you know, how and what and what light Chazal view this Aveira of Lashon Hara. Choma ad ma'oid. So the next question is, why? My kuli hai. What precisely is the big deal? The Chavetz Chaim himself and others say, at least from one of his pshatim, he says, that it could be that perhaps the actual hate of slandering another person, perhaps that in and of itself is not so terrible, but the reason why Chazal view this hate with such, you know, such magnitude, with such harshness, is because the result of this hate is catastrophic. We know that there's a concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misnag with us, mida keneged mida. Everything is done in measure for measure, both schar, einish. And therefore he says, so long as a person doesn't speak badly about his fellow man, so then there's no, the Mekatrigim, the prosecutors in Shemayim, are unable to go up and be Mekatrig. They can't go up to the Bezdin Shomala and speak badly about this person. If he isn't Mekatrig someone else, they can't be Mekatrig him. As soon as you start to be Mekatrig someone else, you start to speak badly about someone else. So you've opened up everything. Now they can bring in to Shemayim all of your various Aveiras. And now the sky's the limit. Everything is going to be public knowledge to the best in Shomala, and they can punish you for everything. So long as you don't do that, the Sefer Chavetz Chaim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, will deal with you in his own way, with Rachamim, and the Siamaisa, like one of the Talmidim of the Chavetz Chaim, who came in on Purim, and he was drunk, and he said, Rebbe, promise me that I'll be next to you in Gan Eden. And some of the Bachim tried to politely escort the Bachim out, kept harassing the Chavetz Chaim. So finally he told me the Bach, and he says, if you are Mafsiach to me, you don't speak Lashon Hara, you're not Mekabelin Lashon Hara, I'm Mafsiach to you, you'll be next to me in Gan Eden. You'll be in my Mechitza. Because there's no way for the Sofen to be Mekashrig. The Maral, in his Chedushim, in the Gemara, in the Sigi of Lashon Hara and Erechim, he says a different Mahalach. He also answers this question. How is it possibly shaykh to say that it's worse? How is it shaykh? And what he says is that all of these Yom HaVeiros Chamuros, granted they're very, very chamor, but each of them is a local pagam. It's a local kilkel in one particular area of man. He says, "Ki elu shloisha chatayim kol echad ve'echad chelik bilvad, b'masha kol echad chelik min ha'adam." Each one of these averes goes against one chelik of the adam. Yilu chet lashon hara shehu b'nefesh ha'medaberes tachsir v'hi adam ha'nefesh chayo ad ki geder ha'adam shehu chay medaber u'lekach b'loshon michol kol ha'adam. So he says, the person, Rahman al-Islam, is Nishlo and Arayis, so he's played him in the area of Guf, of the human body. If a person is Nishlo and Avodah Zarah, that's connected to the Seichel, the Machshava of a man. If a person is Nishlo and Ratzicha, he says that goes connected to the Selim Elohim, which he destroyed. But he says each one of these things are local ideas and concepts. So notwithstanding how chomer and how important each one is in and of itself, But the totality of man is the fact that he's a medaber, that he's a nefesh chaya, he's a ruach mamalo. Maral says this in many places. The Gaon also says that the ikra ha'odam is that he's a medaber. Like we say, there's a Dainim, there's a Tamech, there's a Chai, and there's a Medaber. There's four different stages of life, inanimate, there's plant life, there's more sophisticated animal life, and finally there is not a Mechashev, not an Oyster, there's a Medaber. A man is called a man because he is a Medaber. So therefore says the Maral, when a person goes and he's Pagim, this Kayach of Loshen, he's Pagim the entire essence, the entire Metzius of what a human being is supposed to be. And we think for a minute, what exactly is Dibur? What is Dibur supposed to represent? It said that a person is called a person because he is a Medaber. When he's Chayten Lashon Hara, he's Pagim this Kayach of Dibur. What precisely is Dibur supposed to be? So Dibur has in it two components, two ideas. If we take a look at the first time Dibur comes on the scene in the Torah, in the Achorim Amoris, in Master Bereshis, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Vayem Elokim Yihar, Vayi Yihar, Vayal Elokim Esar Kitoiv, Vayem Yihi Kach Vakach, Vayar Kitoiv, Vayem Vayar Kitoiv." In other words, the concept of Dibur is supposed to bring about the Toiv and the Bria. That's exactly what Dibur did. In Ma'aseh Bereishis, with Hashem's Amira, with Hashem's Dibur, He spoke, and through that was Nizgale Toiv and the Bria. This Toiv, that Toiv, Dibur is supposed to bring out Toiv in the Bria. And the second idea, the second concept that we find in Dibur is it's supposed to be Mechaber, it's supposed to be Mekasha, it's supposed to bind the people together. We find in Chazal several times that when they're referring to Kasha Ben Ish La Ish Toiv, so they use the euphemism of Dibur. The Gemara says in Ksubas, the Mishnah, Ru'ur Midaberes, they saw a woman, she was Midaberes. Discussion in the Gemara, what does it mean? That there is either Yichud, Bia. Dibur means the Kesha. And in the context of Shemea Ka'ina, if someone listens, it's as if he's saying the Brach himself. Because when I speak, by definition, I need to have someone else there. The reason why, some of us say, the reason why Shemea Ka'ina, it's because it's only through the listening of the Shemea that the Dibur of the Medaber becomes Dibur. Otherwise you stand speaking to the wall. That's called a Dibur. Dibur is when there's someone else there, when I'm mischabu with someone else. My Dibur is pointed to a particular person, it's directed, it's focused at a particular individual, and I'm miskasha and mischabu with the other person. That is what Dibur is supposed to represent. It's Yikuna, when it's pure, when it's correct. It's supposed to be Megala the Toiv, and it's supposed to create Akasha. And this is the Pagam of Lashon Hara. This is the reason why, this is what the Ma'al means when he says that this goes against the entire essence of what a mensch is supposed to be. When a person speaks Lashon Hara, instead of being Megal of the Toiv, he's being Megal of the Ra and the Bria. Instead of using the Dibur, which was given to make a Chibur, to make a connection between man, we use it to create a period, to create division, friction between two people. And that is the kilkel of Dibur. That's what happens when a person speaks Lashon Hara. Now, you know, we asked, what happens if a person succumbs and if a person is nichshal? We said, the ikra, the milos ha'adam, is a medaber. And the Dibur is to be medal of the toys and create Dibur. Fine. So what happens if we fall short? Okay? So we fell short of milos ha'adam. What happens to us then? Take a look in Pasha Shmait. It says over there, Moshe Rabbeinu went out and he saw Dothan and Aviram, he saw them fighting together, and he started to rebuke them. To which they answered, "Vayemam Yisam Chalish, Tar Veshevet Aleinu, who made you into our ruler, into our judge? Halahar Geini, Ata Oimek, Asher Harantis, Amitri. Are you going to go and kill us? You're going to kill me like you killed Amitri yesterday?" Vayira Moshe, Vayema Ochena, Meida Hadavra. Moshe Rabbeinu was frightened, he was scared, and he said, "I see now that the matter is known. I see what I did is public knowledge." Says Rashi, "Ochena Meida Hadavra, Kimashmo," simply understood, public knowledge. Umidrashay, the beginning of the Medrash. Noidali Hadover Shayisi Tomealov. Finally, I understand the answer to my question. I was always wondering, Ma Chokhi Yisrael Nikol Shidim Umayis Liyez Nirdim Ba'avedis Perach. What did Klal Yisrael do, more than all the other nations of the world, that they deserve to be enslaved with such avoda, such slavery? Abu Rayani Shem Ruyim Latach. Now I see that speaking Lashon Hara, well, now everything is Meyushal, I understand why they deserve this particular punishment. It always bothered me. For many years I had shared this question. Yeshivina didn't understand why Klal Yisrael deserved to be enslaved. He wasn't aware of the Bris Ben Hapsarim. The Kodesh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu quite clearly, your children will be enslaved for 400 years. He went to Avraham Avinu and he said, when the Jewish people sin, would you like that they go to Gehenna for many, many years and I should be Mamik Gehenna, or that they should go to Golis? And Avraham, as the leader of the Jewish people, said, I would like to choose for my children and my grandchildren Golis. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, fine, you should realize they'll be Gerim in a foreign land for many, many years, and they'll be Avdus, and they'll be Inui. Achatach yeh to b'chush gadol. Dayem will be a ge'ula. But there's going to be Avdus, and there's going to be Inui. So what precisely did Moshe Rabbeinu not understand? And now he sees Lashon Hara, all of a sudden, everything is miyushit. Seemingly very, very difficult. And I think the idea is that Moshe Rabbeinu understood that they're supposed to be Avdus, and he understood that they're supposed to be Inui. The way Klal Yisrael were treated in Mitzrayim, as we know from the Midrashim, was not simply Avdus and Inui. They were treated like animals. They lost their Milas Adam, they lost their Tzuras Adam. And even when we're in Golis, there's some type of a protocol of being in Golis, there's some type of rules of fair play, enslave a person, punish a person. But the fact that they were treated like animals, they were subhuman when they were in Mitzrayim, that I don't understand, says Moshe Rabbeinu. Then it says, he has a mimer on anti-Semitism, which is printed together with Shir HaShirim, called Sha'ar Yisrael. And he speaks at length about the roots of anti-Semitism. And he says this idea, he says, Klal Yisrael, when they're by themselves, when they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, they're matzliach. As soon as they succumb, as soon as they start to act like they're going, like the nations of the world, then they lose their mila, they lose their milas Yisrael. And he says, when we lose our Milas Yisrael, it's not just that we're lacking a Mila, we go all the way down. And he says, you find this concept in the physical world also. He says, Kizek Klal B'Teva, this is a concept in nature. The Chol Bal Tzura Gevoya, Kishenishchasa Tzurot HaZeis, Azainas Epochus Harba Yeser, Gam Masher, Einenu Bal Tzura Gevoya Kamais. If you have a more sophisticated form of life, when it loses that element of its sophistication, it regresses, it goes all the way down, even below that which it is above. And he says, when the plant life loses its kreach atzmicha, it can no longer grow anymore. Hareza noivu, the garumi daimon, it withers up, it gets that much worse than daimon. Daimon stays relatively the same the whole time, it's not much which can happen to a stone. V'china chai, after shemeis u'paske chiyusei, ha'rezen mavish, v'garua ha'rbiyeis mitzamech ha'nevel. If you have an animal, a carcass, when it rots, it's not much worse than plant life. Ha'adam kishana b'daitei, ha'rei garua michai u'behemo. He also gets that much worse, the stench of a human corpse is that much worse. V'china adam ha'mazik, garua mikol chai ro. When an adam is an adam ha'mazik, what he's capable of doing, is that much worse, is that much more destructive than a wild animal. When Klal Yisrael lose their Milo, when they lose their Ikar Yadus, which we're saying now is the Milo of Dibur, we go all the way down, we hit rock bottom. Then we are viewed by the nations of the world like animals, like a monkey. They look at us literally like subhumans. And we know this is not an exaggeration. We know from what I've been told, what I've read, that in Nazi Germany it was not uncommon for a woman. I read about a wet nurse. She was hired to nurse a baby. The Germans found out about it, and she was taken. She was prosecuted. She was taken to prison because she was poisoning the German youth with animal milk. It's clearly not fit for human consumption. And it wasn't just propaganda. They viewed us as animals. And I think this is the answer to the question. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I understand that there's avodim as inui, but they should be near them by avodim as terech. They should be treated like animals. They lost their mila of a human being. My coolie high. What did they do to deserve that? Now I understand this, Moshe Rabbeinu. Now everything is miyushiv, I understand. Lashon hara, there's d'altraya b'neihem. That's the reason why. If we lose our ikra mila to Adam, and the Mara asks, he says, well, go and speak Lashon hara also. He says, we're the ones who are entrusted. We're the ones who have the ikra gei habibor. Eilu berechad, eilu basusim. Anachnu b'shem Hashem. We are the kol kol yachad. We're the ones who have the gei habibor. And therefore it's incumbent upon us more than any other nation to protect and have this mila of dibor. And that's what happened in Mitzrayim. If so, obviously it has to be that when the Jewish people left Mitzrayim, when there was the Geula, it has to be that somehow this chait somehow was fixed up. Where do we see when the Jewish people left Mitzrayim that there was a tikkun of the chait of Lashon Hara? We know them. Again, the Maran, as Agadi says, that the whole concept of the Korban Pesach, everything about it points to Achdus. Everything. In one chabura, in one bayis, it's a 1-year-old, it has to be roasted with fire, you can't break the bone. Everything is pointing towards Achdus. But where do we see in Klal Yisrael, where do we see a remez in the Torah that somehow this chait was niskan, it was fixed up? I once heard a beautiful word. Says in Makkos Bechoris, "Ulechol b'nei Yisrael leyechas kelav l'shoyne." What happened? Makkos Bechoris, the greatest of all of the nisim of all of the Makkos, and all the Makkos went in ascending level. Each one was more superior, was more magnificent than the next. Finally, we get to the pinnacle, we get to the climax of Makkos Bechoris, and the Torah tells us, "Ulechol b'nei Yisrael leyechas kelav l'shoyne." Seems a little bit anticlimactic. So the Klavim, they kept quiet. Okay, very nice. The Klavim kept quiet. But why is that so remarkable? Why is it so noteworthy that there has to tell us about that? So one thing that the idea is, that we mentioned, the Gemara says in Erechim, Ha'nasapa Lashon Hara Roi Lashlich L'Klavim. Anyone who speaks Lashon Hara deserves to be thrown to the dogs. And the reason is, we know that the trait of a kelev, the meat of a dog, is Azus. Is brazenness, is chutzpah. You find in many, many places in Chazal and Pesukim, the trait of klavim is avos. One says that you put up a partition, you put up a delis, you try and keep out the balei chayim. Stam the losses, chasurei seifol kelev. It doesn't make a difference. You put up a partition to keep out the dog. He'll just go right under it. He'll find his way. He'll come right into the house, right next to you. He'll live together with you. The very fact that you have somewhat of a domesticated animal where man is in fear of, and he barks towards us, and a person's in fear, and you think about it, it's a tremendous avos. I must say that nothing against dogs, if anyone has, actually like dogs very much, but when you consider, you know, what a dog does to a human being, it's a tremendous avos. The person's in fear, he's willing to take a 2-block detour just so he doesn't, you know, go by this house where he might have a confrontation with a dog. So when the Torah says "Ulechol b'nei Yisrael leyechat kelav l'shoyne," it's not coming necessarily to speak about the grand, how grandeur the nace was. It's coming. It's a simon to say that the reason why Klal Yisrael were in Golus Mitzrayim in the first place isn't fixed up. So long as a person's in the Safa Lashon Hara, you deserve to be given over to the dogs. You have a trait of avos. How dare you go ahead and slander someone else? And speak badly about someone else, that you're in his position, you know what he has, you know his initiatives, you know his background. It's a tremendous, tremendous avos to go and be marshal about someone else, but for shame of Lashon Hara, you are dog food, so to speak. The klavim have a taina against you. When it says, "Ulechol b'nei Yisrael leyechat kelav l'shoyne," it's a siman that there's no taina anymore. Klal Yisrael realized what they did was wrong, they were misachet together. They became one nation, they became a cloud, they became one nation together. There's no more tefillah whatsoever. So this is the idea we ask. How severe is it? Why is it so severe? What happens when we succumb? And we said this is the reason why the bias ultimately was necha, the bias shame. And like the Mepharshim tell us, this is the reason through the tikkun of the chet of Lashon Hara, this is the reason how we can bring back the bias. And like we said, it's very difficult for us to relate to actually what we lost. We don't really understand what it means to have had a Beis HaMikdash. We know, in a general sense, that all of the bracha and shefa came down to the world through the Beis HaMikdash. Physically, we were matliach. We know that emotionally, we felt beloved to our Kaddish Baruch Hu through the Beis HaMikdash. And we know in a lot of the kinnuses is what we lament. We say, El Yitzim V'Arel Ki Isha B'Tzireha V'Chepsula Chadura Saka Ba'al V'Ureha. So what are we saying? The Klal Yisrael Tzion, we're lamenting like a woman B'Tzireha with her birth pains. There's a physical pain that she's having, a woman in labor. V'Chepsula Chadura Saka Ba'al V'Ureha. And like a young lady that she's wearing sackcloth. She's mourning for her husband. These two ideas, the physical pain, physically we're lacking, physically we don't have the bracha, the bracha that we had, this man, Shabbat HaMikdash HaRekayim, and emotionally we feel we're lost over here in the world, we don't feel a sense of belonging wherever we are. Like a woman who's mourning her husband, she has tremendous emotional pain. I think perhaps this is the idea, this is the concept which we need to try and be mechazik in. You have to realize that Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this kayach of Lashon. The Gemara says also in the Sugya of Lashon Hara that if a person is in a Saka Lashon Hara, Maita Kante, what should a person try and do? Yasek Katero, should try and use Lashon for what it's used for, besides for using it to promote goodwill and harmony, shleimus amongst Klal Yisrael. You should use it for Divrei Torah. Again, the Mepharshim say in Torah you find these two concepts. In Torah ultimately brings about all the Torah in the world. You find that Torah always brings about Shalom. Talmidei Chachamim marrying Shalom ba'olam. There's the Torah, there's the element of Torah, there's the element of Chibur, Kesher, which we have in Divrei Torah. And I think the fact in our matzah today, the fact what's going on in Eretz Yisrael, and in the 3 weeks, we're so desperately in need of Rachmei Shemayim. And I think, again, even if we were not misabled directly about the Beis HaMikdash, we try and focus on the shloshim and on the roots and the cause of why the bias is chorus. So be zeicha to that which Chazal say, kol misabel al Yerushalayim zeicha v'rei b'dinyanam.